I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Pakistan is a more complicated country than the headlines would lead you to believe. It is a hotspot for extremist Islam, but most Pakistanis follow a moderate form of religion based on Sufi mysticism. Some in the West want to use Sufism to stem the growth of radical Islam, but that strategy would be fraught with danger, as the BBC's Barbara Plett reports.
Musicians and singers have gathered at this shrine in Lahore to perform Qawwali music, which is the quintessential expression of Sufi Islam in South Asia. It's seen as a key part of the journey to the divine, what Sufis call the continual remembrance of God. And one of them described it to me like this. He said, "There's always movement, whether in dance or song, because the entire universe is in motion, remembering God." Ali Raza belongs to the fourth generation of Sufi singers in his family.
The Qawwali straightly goes inside. Even you can't understand the wording, you can feel the magic of the Qawwali. This is called the spiritual music, which directly touches your soul and your mind as well.
But Sufism is more than music. At this house in an affluent suburb of Lahore, women gather weekly to practice Sufi disciplines meant to clear the mind and open the heart to God.
Haq Allah Haq.
Shafak Hussain has been a Sufi teacher for 19 years.
In Sufism, there are two or three things that we have to do more than just praying. One is zikr, which is chanting, and the other one is meditation.
Ayada Naqvi is Shafak's daughter, also a teacher of Islamic mysticism. She says Sufism is the Islam native to South Asia.
Islam came to this part of the world through Sufism. It was these Sufis who came and spread the religion with their message of love and harmony and beauty. There were no wars. There were no swords. And our Islam is very different from the sharp-edged Islam of the Middle East. And you can't separate it from our culture. It's in our music. It's in our folklore. We are a Sufi country. And yet there's a struggle in Pakistan right now for the soul of Islam.
That struggle is between Sufism and the hardline Wahhabi Islam, the religion of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. It's gained ground in the tribal Northwest, encouraged in the 1980s by the US and Saudi Arabia to help recruit Islamist warriors to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan. But it's alien to Pakistan's Sufi heartland, says Sardar Asif Ali, a cabinet minister and a Sufi.
Wahhabism is a tribal form of Islam coming from the deserts of Saudi Arabia. This may be very attractive to the tribes in frontier, but it will never find resonance in the established societies of Pakistan.
So could Pakistan's mystic, non-violent Islam be used as a defense against extremist Islam? An American think tank has advocated this. Hello, is this the shrine?
This is the shrine.
So can we have a look around?
Yes, please.
I've just come through the warren of twisted back streets here in Lahore to meet a Sufi architect, Kamal Khan Mumtaz. I want to see his latest project. He's building a shrine to a saint.
So it's the same brick and lime structure.
The new shrine is proof that Sufism remains a living tradition. But Mr. Mumtaz doubts it can be mobilized to resist Wahhabi radicalism, a phenomenon with political, not religious roots, he says.
The American think tanks ought to think a little bit harder. Because what you see is a response to what has happened in the modern world. There is a frustration, a rage against invaders, occupiers. This is a power struggle. It is the oppressed who wants to become an oppressor. This is nothing to do with Islam and least of all to do with Sufism.
Ayada Naqvi, on the other hand, believes Sufism can play a political role, but she warns of the dangers of Western support.
I think if it's done, it has to be done very quietly because a lot of people here are allergic to the West interfering. So even if it's something really good, they need to be a bit discreet because you don't want Sufism to be labeled as being pushed by the West to drown out the real puritanical Islam.
This is the Shah Jamal Shrine, which is famous for its Thursday night drumming sessions, and it's absolutely packed. Young men and a few old ones are squished together like sardines, some of them swaying, some of them working themselves up into a state of ecstasy. Such frenzied passion suggests that Pakistan's Sufi shrines won't be overrun by the Taliban anytime soon. But whether Sufism can be used to resist the spread of extremist Islam, or even whether it should be, is another question. For The World, this is Barbara Plett in Lahore, Pakistan.